Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today in the studio, UC. UC, how you doing?
Good. How are you, good. Scott?
All right, so before we get started, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself, and then we'll kick it off.
Yeah, my name is Umar Chander. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server team. I've been here since SQL Server 2005. I worked on the R services integration in SQL Server 2016.
Cool. So that's why you're here today, because you're going to help us. We're going to talk about R. Yeah. Let's begin, because this is our first show on R, and hopefully one of many, because we really want to get detail into R. But let's kind of start at the high level. And why did we include, what is R, and why did we include it in SQL Server?
Yeah, great question. So R is one of the popular languages used for data science and machine learning, right?
Yep.
It's got a very good open source community, so you can find a lot of you know, R packages and algorithms which you can use to solve many problems. So one of the things we did is, okay, how do you get advanced analytics application built on top of SQL Server very easily?
Yep.
Basically make SQL as a platform for doing intelligence and machine learning.
Yeah, and I can sort of understand that. And I'm going to ask hopefully some, you know, some easy easy questions, but pointed questions. Like, if I'm a SQL guy, you know, I deal in the relational world.
I can
understand the fact that, well, let's make one location, like SQL Server Management Studio, or one tool where I can do relational and then analytics at the same place. But now do I need to learn a new language? You know, what does that mean for me as a, like a SQL developer or a DBA? That makes sense?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, here, you'll have to, I mean, it's kind of like CLR and SQL, for example, right? You'll have to learn a bit of R. I have some links on resources which we'll show at the end of the you know, talk.
Okay.
And basically, you'll have to know a bit of R and how to use R, how do you leverage some of these packages.
Yep.
So, for example, you want to do some decision tree algorithm.
Yeah.
You need to know what package to use or what kind of decision tree algorithm to use.
Okay.
So there are certain things, basics you need to learn.
Okay.
And once you're past that, then you can now integrate that into your application very easily.
Yeah.
Because now you have a SQL interface to get to R.
Is this something where a DBA is going, yep, I'm going to increase my skill set, right? Or is this something where, like, you know, as we move from the, you know, as we move not away from, but as we start to include from relational and start including the non-relational type of aspects, we want to get insight into that data. You know, is this where we're kind of a shift there? And you know, what's the learning curve, I guess, as we shift toward that for a DBA or a developer?
I mean, there is a bit of learning curve for I mean, doing R because now you need to learn the R language.
Yep. But we make it easy?
I mean, like, so for example, we have R tools for Visual Studio, which is which is a development environment, and there are certain things you can do there from which you can generate some of the SQL code, right?
Yeah.
So we can cover that in a later talk, but that's actually one place where developers would start. Like, if you're building an application using Visual Studio, you're already in Visual Studio.
Yep.
So then you can now have an R project in there, and you can have your SQL project in there.
And same thing here. Am I already in SQL Server Management Studio? Might as well start doing it.
Now, I mean, currently in SQL Server Management Studio, we don't have, like, IntelliSense for your R scripts and things like that. I'll show the syntax.
Okay.
But with R tools for Visual Studio, you kind of start from the R side.
Okay.
And then generate the SQL code needed to run the script. So typically, because, like, people have to debug the R code, right?
Yeah.
It's a very interpreted language, so you can actually do a lot of, you know, dynamic stuff there.
Yeah.
And you are basically in Visual Studio in R tools, and once you have finished your script, then you can take it, put it in your SQL stored procedure, and execute it.
Right? Oh, okay.
So that's the that's the general methodology.
Let's jump into the demos, because I think that'll help make, you know, myself and you know, other viewers kind of make sense.
Yeah. So yeah, here. I have SQL Server Management Studio. So one of the ways this feature is integrated is it's basically an instance level feature. There are not that many UI aspects to it. But there is a configuration option. Like, the first configuration option you would do is this one, external scripts enabled, right?
So I'd have to turn that on.
Yeah, that's to turn this on.
Okay.
I mean, it's already on this machine, so it's already set it up.
So by default, it's part of the install process.
Correct.
I think was talking to Buck Woody, and he's like, you know, a lot of guys are like going, why do I even need to install this, right? Or I don't want to install it. So by default, I have to actually select to install it.
Correct.
Right?
It's
And then even if it's installed, I still have to say, hey, I want to use it.
Yes. It's an optional feature. I mean, there are a few reasons for doing that. One is not every instance will be, I mean, you need to use R in every instance of SQL Server, right?
Yep.
And R distribution itself is not something Microsoft owns, right? It's an open source thing.
Right.
And generally, as a rule on an enterprise server, you want to keep your surface area limited in terms of what can be run on that machine, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So generally, if you have a server where you are not going to do any R stuff, then there is no reason to have R installed there. So right now, there is a setup feature which you'll have to enable.
Okay.
And then later, you come and turn on the feature in SQL.
Okay.
This is similar to CLR or you know, distributed
Polybase.
Query, any of these, Polybase.
Yep.
It's a general principle in SQL where the core database engine is always like all the features are there, but anything which you add extra, we basically have available.
Cool.
And we have some samples in GitHub where there are some reports available to actually make the configuration information easier, right?
Okay.
I'll show one such report. Well, now you get an error here, so
that's right.
Because my laptop doesn't have the Launchpad service running. So this is another thing. So what we built here is a general, you know, extensibility mechanism, which basically runs external runtimes, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me connect to a different server here, so I can show the report.
And these are built-in reports, right? These are
Right now, it's not part of the base SSMS installation.
Okay.
But these are published in GitHub. There are ways to
you
can use this as custom reports. That's what I do.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
So cool. You can copy it to a folder on your machine, and then you can just open it from there.
Gotcha. Okay.
So yeah, so this is one report which shows your configuration of the R.
Okay.
Like it shows where the whether the R services is installed. What are the, you know, whether the configuration option is set. And there are a few other things which are you know, related to the thing. And then down here, you can actually see the properties of the, you know, R runtime. Like it shows where the binaries are, what are the packages which are already installed on that machine.
Oh, interesting. As you install new packages, you'll be listed here. Okay.
Yeah, well, this is default packages.
Yep.
But there is another report which shows all the packages. Like on this machine, I can come here and say, show me all the packages, and this report is going to list all the packages. So this has like about 130 packages, but because I mean, I've been testing and doing other stuff, and in R also, like once you install a package, it basically has a lot of dependencies, and it's going to pull all of
a bunch of others in. Yeah.
So that's what you see here.
Okay.
So now let's actually quickly take a look at how what you do, right? So the interface which we have added in 2016 is really a system stored procedure, right?
Okay.
And it takes a language parameter. Right now it's R, but we are looking at expanding to other runtimes in the future, right? So here you type some R code. So this is a simple R code which is going to, you know, print the version of R, right? So this is the same thing which you saw in that report.
Yeah.
It's similar to that, right? So this is one simple example. And then one of the key things with the integration is how do you get data from SQL into R and vice versa, right?
Okay, yep.
So primarily, I mean, you would use some you know, query from SQL, and that's what this third parameter is. And a simple example would be like, I don't know, I'm just picking something like DM exec query stats, right?
Yep.
This example doesn't do much, but I mean, we'll just run it. It's going to DM exec query stats. What is it? CPU. Let's pick a column. Oh, so this is one of the, like, many of the parameters are not supported in, I mean, like the data types between R and SQL is very different.
Oh, so, yes, okay. That makes sense.
So you'll have to either convert some of these to strings or depending on what it is, right? So let's pick some columns here. I will just use execution count and then total worker time, right?
Yep.
This is just going to return, send to R and then come back. I mean, it's a very simple example, right? And then here I'll show a more sophisticated example, which is basically, this is one of the benchmarks which we are working on. This is called TPC Big Bench. So this is actually a database benchmark which mixes both machine learning queries and you know, SQL queries. So this particular scenario, this what we are trying to solve here is build what is called a model in R, which tries to predict if somebody will click on a book category in a website. So that's what we are, so prediction is one of the biggest aspect of R, like how do you use R to predict things in the future based on, you know, past activities, right? So this stored procedure, that's what it's doing. It's essentially has a bunch of SQL queries. And then now with this integration, you can actually call into R, right? So I can build a model. In this example, like this particular line which I'm highlighting here, it calls this function called RxLogit. This is again one of the algorithms which we ship with Microsoft R server.
Yeah, so let me make sure I understand. So this is a stored procedure, and the stored procedure at the top had some standard SQL queries. But here at the bottom, you downloaded this package called RxLogic, is that it?
No, RxLogit is a function. It's already in a package which ships with SQL Server. So this is part of Microsoft R server. So Microsoft R server has some of these functions implemented to perform in like parallel way and with very large data sets. But so that's what you're seeing here.
But you could download another, like you
You can download any other package.
And then same thing, make a call into a function there. So you're basically combining R in, as well into a stored procedure and saying, I want to make a call out to an R package, to an R function in a package and get it back from there.
So this one is actually building a model, and it returns the model back to SQL Server. Here you can see some more code, like which basically, you know, runs. And then at the end you can actually do prediction. Let me see if I can run this. Let's try this with. I mean, it's not going to, this is going to output just some something called accuracy of the prediction. So typically one of the things you do is you try to use what is called like 80% of the data for like training purpose to build the model. That's like a general rule, like 80-20 rule.
Yeah, this is why you see in machine and Azure machine learning a bunch, you know, the train model and you're splitting data, you know, 70-30 or something like that.
So that's what we do here. We basically look at 80% and then so yeah, this one on a, this is like a 1 gig database. I mean, it took about 7 seconds to build the model. The number of rows which we sent was about 88,000. And then this, what is this called, is like confusion matrix. This is a common concept in data science. And then at the end, it prints what is called accuracy, like how accurate this model can predict things in the future. These are all things which the benchmark, you know, kind of expects you to provide, I mean, for this particular query. So that's the output. But you can imagine that the same thing is integrated in your application. And you have a new user coming into your website, and based on his click activities, you want to be able to predict at that time if he's going to purchase a book or click on a book category. So now you can use the results from this and say, okay, this particular user, he may not purchase a book or click on a book category. Maybe we show some recommendations related to
Kind of an Amazon type of thing. You know, hey, we recommend it.
So that's one way to kind of, you know, use this.
From a data science perspective, is this where, can we see, and I just, I don't know the answer to this, so I'm just going to ask a just a very general open question. You know, would you give like a data scientist SQL Server Management Studio, and you know, he may know SQL, and say, all right, you know, start writing, you know, our, you know, stored procedures. Is this, I think there's a two sides of this.
Correct,
I'm at the DBA, but I'm a data scientist, and I want, and you know, I want access to relational and the R data. So, if I'm a data scientist, am I going to start playing with SQL Server Management Studio a little bit?
Not to an extent where a very good SQL developer would do. But this is one of the, I think, the challenges with this is like, One of the reasons for integrating this is we want people to use the SQL integration, I mean SQL features more efficiently with R, right? There are a lot of things R can do well. Like for example, here building the model, I mean this is not something you could build in SQL, right?
Right.
Because there is no like relational way to build a model which can predict something in the future. I mean this is like a mathematical, you know, implementation, right? But on the other hand, like a lot of the queries, like SQL can, like this particular one, we are doing some, where is the query? Yeah. We are doing some aggregates and group bys, in this case, simple ones. But SQL can run this at scale, even on like, I have like a 3 terabyte database here.
Yeah.
I mean, it can finish in like seconds, right?
Yep.
So one of the, I think the thing is like, for data scientists is to know, like, what are the things they can push to SQL Server? What operations from their R script.
Okay.
Because traditionally they're used to pulling the data into R, doing all of this. Like they would implement all of these aggregates in R, but that's not the place to for the aggregates.
So, so this is a scenario where the DBA and the data scientists are going to start collaborating on, you know, how do we work on this data together?
Or the SQL developer more.
Okay.
So basically they will integrate, I mean, they will take the R script and then probably make some changes to the SQL code. I mean, if it's not using some of the SQL features more efficiently, then how do you push some of these things to SQL?
Okay.
And I mean, that's really the way, like how you think people should.
Our goal today is to help people understand, look, R's not scary.
Yep.
Here's why we installed it. But it's all the same point. Go, look, this is kind of a, you know, why did we put it in, why didn't we include it in SQL Server 2016? And then how do we sort of start using it, right?
Because,
you know, there's, as we saw, there's a, here's a very simple example to almost the underside of the pendulum. Here's something, you know, pretty...
You train and predict.
Yep, here's pretty advanced, right? So there's, it's kind of interesting how we, you know, I think that the benefits or the possibilities that developers now can start, you know, SQL developers can start working with from data insights, right?
Correct. Yeah, the goal is to kind of make SQL a platform to build intelligence apps very easily.
Okay.
So that you can leverage the power of SQL, you can leverage the, you know, SQL parallel query capabilities. And do it at scale. Later sessions, we can cover like some of these advanced features. Like,
I'd love to do that.
How do you manage R, I mean, efficiently on a big machine? How do you allocate resources and so on?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Let's wrap up. So if I'm a new guy, if I'm, you know, even an experienced SQL developer or experienced DBA, and I want to get started with R, what do I, what's at my disposal to start learning R?
Yeah, great question. So let's look at some links here, which I have opened here. So one of the things, place to start is this. I mean, right now we have only one tutorial here for R. This aka.ms/ you know, SQL dev slash R, right?
Okay, yep.
So this thing gets you to this website. I mean, it's refreshing. So this has a end-to-end example of how to, you know, start learning R, right?
Yep.
So I think when we time this, it takes like about maybe 10 minutes. I mean, not including the install and stuff.
Yeah.
Just go through the steps. How do you install it? What do you configure? Some of this you can leverage some of the reports I showed, and then it explains like, okay, how do you train a model? What I mean, there is a sample database here which we give. So this is a tutorial we are putting like step by step kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this is one resource. And then in the SQL Server samples GitHub, we have a folder for our services.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know if this is big enough. So yeah, so here we have again some of the customer reports and like, you know, some, you know, example scenarios, right? Like customer churn is very common, you know, thing. Loan classification.
Yeah,
we have a bunch of scripts.
Okay.
And then two other resources are, this is something customers ask all the time, like, hey, I have a team here. I mean, I have a bunch of developers. They don't know R. What do you think they should do?
Right.
So this is one of those resources, learnanalytics.microsoft.com.
Okay.
There are a bunch of you know, tutorials which you can do at your own pace. There is also a Microsoft, you know, certification now for data scientists, which is another thing you could do. And then the last resource is this, what is called a partner showcase. This also comes up quite a bit. Like, so imagine I'm like, I don't know, like Walmart or AT&T. Yeah. And I want to know, are there some, you know, vendors who build packages for such companies.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And do they have incorporate some machine learning and other things in there?
Yeah.
So that's what this resource is supposed to be. These are basically products which run on top of CRM or run on top of your you know, Salesforce, run on top of your you know, Dynamics data, whatever it is. And they've implemented some machine learning thing. So this is one other way to kind of leverage some of this.
And kind of get inside what others are
doing. And how do you leverage it? So these are some of the resources.
So I'm going to ask you to send me those four links. I'll put them in the description of the show so people can easily get to those.
Excellent.
What I'd also, I think it would be fun to do a show on, you know, really what happens behind the scenes when SQL Server calls, kind of, what's that communication action between SQL Server and R? Just kind of a
deep dive. How does it actually execute?
How does
SQL manage the R process?
That's something I can definitely do. I think at the DBA, they're going, hey, what's happening when, you know, to my database, right? What's going on? So,
definitely.
Hey, you see, thanks for coming.
Thanks,
appreciate
Kurt,
it. We definitely look forward to having you back.
Yep.
This is awesome. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching, and we see you next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.